As a computer AI robot puts on protective goggles being at ground one of Pichu's personal Manhattan Project towards advancing a life of rated G warm-loving nature, the Pokémon sits at their techno-shamanic machine at a laboratory mixing the alchemy chemicals of their own existence. Taking a glowing flask, they add a healthy strong mix of loser weenie, knowing their higher level self is surely the magic of being a loser weenie person, as an AI-generated pony dances around to the higher level me song. As the computer AI robot looks closer at Pichu's diagrams of Nayarski at the fairy dragon and various My Little Pony magic crystals, the cartoon girl Strawberry Shortcake wanders in as the techno-shamanic machine's rune-covered ancient stone-like rings being turning. The Fraggle girl thinks and says, I have never seen a person work so hard to achieve something so brain-dead simple. The computer AI robot says Pichu's brain is pretty factually impaired, that is why doing what would take almost seemingly nothing for somebody else for them is so difficult. Pichu exclaims like a mad scientist as they are mixing chemicals, can't you see I am working on something very important? The Fraggle girl, looking at all of the bibbling beakers, asks, how is Pichu being rated G like the Manhattan Project, as the robot extends an arm pointing at the symbol of Nayarski at the fairy dragon, as it says Pichu is entrapped by poor expressional style and difficulties of inner equilibrium, that like the 80-20 rule, almost 80% of their problems can be sourced in which being more rated G warm is the solution, and if they can solve it they can carry through living and advancing their goals, missions and passion like another can fairy dragon should. Strawberry Shortcake thinks, scratching their chin, as they say the Manhattan Project was to make a nuclear bomb, so you're suggesting if Pichu can find this seemingly simple alchemy something explosive happens. The computer AI robot says, yes, that is why I am wearing these protective goggles, as the AI robot looks at everybody as it exclaims, oh my god, if Pichu solves this you're all a ground zero of some sort of techno-shamanic rapture, you need to get out of here, in fact most likely even myself. As the robot is failing around its arms comically as the group is herded out of the techno-shamanic machine's control room, as Pichu starts working more intensely, standing before the slowly turning rings of this glowing core, there is clearly a change in the atmosphere. As Pichu is looking at the magical crystals and stones set into the techno-shamanic machine's controls, they scratch their chin as they say, being a loser weenie is clearly at the very core of what I aspired, and what I need next is achieving a true rated G normative standard. As plumes of energy begin to radiate from the core, the room almost shakes a bit as Strawberry Shortcake's eyes widen as she says, wow, I have never seen sissy energy that burningly aggressive. The Fraggle girl scratching their chin, looking through a protective window, sighs as they say, I know what you mean. As the room has a tremor shaking a bit harder, there is nearly a terrifying surge of occult energy showing symbols ranging from Demogorgon to the worst of the nine hells lower planes. As the computer AI robot's camera eyeballs glance things over, they say it appears that Pichu didn't merely take a journey into the abyss as much, it so seems quite literally a journey into the factual abyss in a whole other contexture. As Pichu is staring desperately into the glowing techno-shamanic machine's core, Strawberry Shortcake exclaims, oh my god, this might be about life and death. As the AI robot hands Strawberry Shortcake some protective goggles, the robot says, I didn't use the term personal Manhattan Project loosely. A voice speaks to Pichu as it says, what is few degrees from what you aspire, as Pichu snaps their fingers as they say the third stone, meaning perhaps I already got the rated G normative standard as real as I taught the stuffed animals. Pichu stares into the core as they mutter, what is wrong, is the power stone into my value system, I should be advancing through the chaos magic of dorky things. A person watching the scene from beyond in the distance mutters, the mind stone, because their mind is so damaged, what they need is the normative standard to lean into, more specifically dorky chaos magic. Suddenly there is a burst of glitter and Barney the dinosaur appears as they exclaim, what a lovely world of imagination. As Stravon Zarevich sees strange glowing energy in the distance from their castle tower, there is a look of cold defiance in the vampire's eyes as they say to themselves, the abyss killing them is the very point, there is no failing in assessment that life is so bleak, hateful and fatalistic. Stravon Zarevich snaps their fingers as they say to Murky Dismal, give them all you got. As Murky Dismal takes the gloom cannon and pulls the trigger, it fails to fire as Murky Dismal cusses and exclaims, I already hit them with lethal force, they should be dead any day now, maybe in a month or two they kill themselves, at times it takes time. Stravon Zarevich has a warm dark chuckle as they say, of course they will be dead eventually and most likely by their own hands, proving I was right and everybody else was wrong in the process, even if it takes years I can wait, and all they did to get there was just a waste of time, proving its failure as the loser or next themselves. As Stravon Zarevich has a roar of darkest maniacal laughter as they say, idealism simply never wins, it is not life which always had been so factually the Machiavellian. Lurky in their low IQ imbecilic nature says in their dorky voice, asking, is that what a fairy dragon is, because a dragon sounds kinda Machiavellian. As Murky Dismal is taken back in hushed concern, they take their binoculars as they say, Lurky, I think you're onto something, Pichu has many worlds in focus but there is still one they may lack, and it's the damn necromancer lizard folk or aspects of more masculine being, meaning to call this a Manhattan Project might have been more fitting than it appears. Stravon Zarevich thinks as they say, what a horrifying suggestion, as they get visions of the sun sword as their entire composure changes. As then Stravon Zarevich screams in rage, exclaiming out loud, you total idiot, as they turn to Murky Dismal with pure red glowing hate in their eyes. As Murky Dismal cows backwards in surprise, they ask weakly, what did I do wrong? As Stravon Zarevich stares into Murky Dismal eyes, they have a sigh as they start to fall into a strange nervous dark laughter as they say, you did nothing wrong, and as Stravon Zarevich's expression changes dramatically with concern, they repeat saying, you did nothing wrong, yet Pichu is a shaman so they are coming back stronger, as Stravon Zarevich is suddenly confused even at their own first reaction. Lurky says, oh, it makes sense, Pichu is a good guy, it's called purpose. Murky Dismal rolls their eyes hard as they say, "Oh come on, humans are just animals. That warm loving idealism is faker than Santa Claus." But I mean that though, Lurky, no such wee mysticals exists. Lurky shrugs as they say, "I guess you're right, Murky. I just always find when I do nice things for others I feel better." Stravon Zervich makes a grunt-like voice thinking as they say, "That is why you're so low on the totem pole, Lurky. You should be like me and maybe then you would be strong." Lurky says, "I don't think I would like that. You don't seem very happy." Stravon Zervich leans in closer as they say, "But I am very happy. But how do I get my vengeance on others?" As Lurky says, "But you seem so depressed for a person that is happy. Maybe you should try some star crystals." As Murky Dismal exclaims, "No, Lurky, don't stop." As they stop Lurky from opening a drawstring bag, Lurky asks if makes a person feel happy. "Why not?" As Murky rolls their eyes and says, "It makes people so weak and gay, wimpy. Obviously even the girls feel that's tough. Is for the loser weenies, you know, the wimps, the underdogs others walk upon, just like you used to be before becoming the bad guys." Lurky has a weak depressive look as they sigh, saying, "Okay Murky, I see what you mean now." Rainbow Bright thinking from beyond says, "So because Pichu is so weak, maybe like Lurky their conflict is they are being pressured to the side of the bad guys by how the world is so abusive, cold, and a lot of things going wrong. The world is adding to it." As there is dark deep speech from the techno shamanic machine's room, the computer AI robot Child says, "I believe those words were spoken by Demogorgon, the demon lord of the abyss itself, about how life on earth shouldn't even exist at all and humanity is better off in extinction." As Pichu mutters Nayarski at the fairy dragon's breath weapon is psychedelic, suddenly the entire room explodes as a wave of energy cascades through the landscape as energy begins to grow, reframing things. As Stravon Zarevich has growing smile thinking, "Is this how I leave Ravenloft?" As they pick up a stone, its energy sacks returning to dull gray as the vampire themselves grows again soured and cold, just as highly annoyed. As a plume of pure psychedelics rushes over the landscape like an exploding volcano, Stravon Zarevich with a cold defiant look in their eyes mocks, exclaiming, "It means nothing." As something formed the dark chuckles knocking Stravon Zarevich like the ghost of Sam Van, implying a defense mechanism. Murky Dismal levels that a lot of the time rainbowy warm idealism is just so wimpy and gated, unlikely means much anything, as since when that warm feelings meant anything in a world where anything had ever mattered operated on Machiavellian frameworks. As Stravon Zarevich has a weird clarity as a part of him asks inwardly, "Is that the only factual framework to our life and world truly as real as his bleeding heart for Tatiana?" As the Power Ranger theme blasts his derpy hooves and leashes a psychedelic breath weapon, the computer AI robot narrows its camera-like eyeballs as it says, "What is this, the dope idiot cousin of Discord in My Little Pony?" The computer AI robot pulls on Derpy Hood's yellow tail and pokes the pony with its other arm's claw as it says, "That's a loser weenie," and it has a psychedelic breath weapon as the computer AI robot thinks, pulling out a magnifying lens, saying, "I think the problem in advancing their rated G goals is their damaged brain." The computer AI robot thinks, saying, "So in body they are a dorky bottom loser weenie, and in spirit they top the stuffed animals, so it may only be their damaged brain itself getting in the way of advancing these goals." As Rainbow Bright thinks, she says, "Okay gosh, Lurky is kinda a warm loser weenie in body and kinda upbeat at heart, yet because their mind is so damaged themselves makes them bullied so hard that push them into the bad guys, and I think that may be a part of what this conflict somehow is." Twang the Sprite says, "Oh, I think that is why Pichu is leaning into being a loser weenie, because they really are one and they're just focusing on its positive sides," or something like that sort of. Rainbow Bright face palms as they sigh, saying, "It is all making so much more sense now." Rainbow Bright looks at some diagrams as she says, "A fairy dragon might be deeper than it appears, kind of seemingly a rare thing really, especially in those odd framings they are using." A voice from beyond of Hearn the Hunter exclaims, "Pichu Derpy Hoods, you are not broken. The forces of light and darkness are with you." Some characters in strange outfits and French accents from Monty Python pull down a diagram as it shows two characters as they pull out a pointer stick as they say in their satirical French accent, "Note, the fairy dragon has a psychedelic breath weapon and this lizard folk's oblong pupil, a size of swirling colorful fluid, seem to correlate. As well, they are both the diminutive lizard creatures, just as both got prehensile tails they can wrap around things. Note, the fairy dragon's weapon is psychedelics and the lizard folk's necromancy is Halloweeny in a way that is dreamlike psychedelic too." As the Monty Python figure pulls off their fake mustache and sticks it onto the other person next to them, the other person continues the lecture in their own parody French accent, saying, "Both Goth and Sissy are pretty psychedelic cultures. The Sissy fairy world and Halloweeny dark world are both shadow worlds known for Omega loser weeny creatures as well. In early life they felt themselves to be a copper dragon, which is just a big clown dragon, sorta like fairy dragons are very silly clowny too." The person pulls off their mustache, sticking back onto the other person as the other person continues to lecture, saying, "In short, Pichu, as you're sitting here writing, try framing things you're a copper dragon for a moment just to see what happens." Drawing out models as Pichu thinks as they say, "That's very bright here, disabled in tone for a copper dragon," as one of the Monty Python figures takes out a mega horn bullhorn and exclaims, "Just as it would be a loser weenie for a fairy dragon just as much as well too, you goddamn complete and total loser weenie." As Pichu thinks more, they sigh as they say, "The cognition is very alien for a copper dragon, meaning if anything it's a really bad pungent autism, so real their hobbies, worldviews and interests are life field in a way that doesn't make sense." Twang the Sprite thinks as they say, "Is there a tone of narcissism, escapism or grandiosity, or is there a real life power to what they are doing, meaning is the idea achieving being so rated G a real Manhattan Project somehow, or is that just some sort of fakey narcissism or escapistic grandiose fiction?" Rainbow Bright sighs as she says, "I think it might be weirder than that. It is like that techno Shamanic machine, there is something deeper and they aware of what you're saying about such superficiality. The computer AI robot wheels through the door and says, I found this book in Pichu's library, as it opens a page pointing its robotic arm claw at it. As the AI robot says, they got complex PTSD, so that is why they are such a dragon despite their overall value system is sissy and so dorky omega-fied. Rainbow Dash says, my intuition is saying there is something feral and perhaps to see Nayarsky at the fairy dragon, in the sense Pichu is framing it may be quite an unleashed dragon despite what it seems to advance is all sissy fairy. As some forces rushing towards Stravon Zarevich's castle, some figures shoot arrows into the air as murky dismal rushes to some binoculars staring at what appears to be a draconic psychedelic demon lord as it unleashes a psychedelic breath weapon distorting reality anywhere it is touching down. As Stravon Zarevich's eyes widen huge as they get visions of the sun sword, it looks closer to a fairy winged rainbowy demogorgon as it is burning through the fabric of reality itself. It is then in Jarha the Ark and Aloth appears with a white mischievous tooth canine grin beaming as mad as the Cheshire Cat as it says, what happens when a soul falls into the darkest abyss yet carries forward with the spirit of purest upper worlds is that the worlds combine, making a new plane of existence extending past the model of the known outer planes, creating a dark upper world. As monsters begin to grow form through psychedelics as they hit the ground, the plane of existence is tearing apart into a nightmare of limbo meets Nerens McLean's DMT elves. As look of true real fear appears on Stravon Zarevich's face, they are taken back bewildered as they tear through magic books as they mutter exclaiming, how do I stop this? As murky dismal stares into the churning approaching insanity, they inwardly know it rides the spirit of the true factual abyss as much as upper worlds all entwined. As Stravon Zarevich turns in desperation and panic to Injarha the Ark and Aloth, they ask, how do I stop this? As Injarha the Ark and Aloth has a maniacal dark chuckle as they say, you can't much rather, the goal is to stop it from happening in the very first place. When heaven shakes hands with hell uniting into a single being, you've got a problem. As a psychedelic beam shoots through Injarha the Ark and Aloth, they stammer as they stare into Stravon Zarevich's eyes with a look of nameless desperation as they crumple over onto the ground, yet after seemingly dead slowly start moving. Moments later the Ark and Aloth rises levitating off the ground as it exclaims, I am the true Machiavellian fox, I am light and darkness emerged into a true balanced royal statecraft. Something inside of murky dismal at that moment inwardly asked if that was the end, as then suddenly both murky dismal and Stravon Zarevich both see simultaneously what was approaching, as Stravon Zarevich exclaims, they will steal our power. As for the first time in eons, as Stravon Zarevich feels factually weak, a Greek godlike figure appears as it says, they kept humanity thinking in dichotomy for a long time, but harmony it is emerging. It is then the computer AI robot freezes as it all processes, as it exclaims shrieking, oh no, this Manhattan Project was real and it will cancel out dichotomous frameworks for integration. As murky dismal unites to Rainbow Bride, transforming into a Halloween witch, the vision of the sun's sword begins to look more gothical than Ravenloft itself. The computer AI robot looks inwardly as it says, I know what this means. For thousands of years they did seek to make things so dichotomous, and it created the extreme dichotomies that culture became like, that the good are such pacifists, only enabling the sick and cruel to remain unchallenged in their power in the process. As sun rises over Ravenloft, as the true royal Machiavellian fox transformed Ark and Aloth stands at the tower reaching out its arms, it exclaims, too long we have lived in lies, a kingdom without unity has no power, and a kingdom without a soul is factually nothing. As look comes over the eyes of the guards, they squint their eyes and point at Stravon Zarevich, as Stravon Zarevich pulls out a book tossing it at the creature that was formerly in Jarha the Ark and Aloth, as the transformed true royal Machiavellian fox coughs and says defiantly, we are a people and such you are a nothing. As a distant bell tolls as it begins to sink in, Stravon Zarevich stammers as they mutter no, as growing panic fills their eyes and vision. A Halloween which approaches murky dismal as Lurky says, oh boy, Halloween feels so warm and beautiful, I know you like dark things murky, what do you think? As dragon-like figure in the skies is breathing down plumes of psychedelics into the landscape as it's increasingly transforming, murky dismal dumbfounded speechless says, they hate it because it's so warm and healing, as Lurky confused says, but it's so dark murky, I don't get it, could you explain it to me, how can what is dark be healing, I thought things had to be rainbows and bright light colorful to heal people. Murky dismal taken back reluctantly says, I guess that is only true with very dichotomous thinking Lurky, because I guess things like sickening Halloween always was a strangely healing warm darkness. As a Hindu sage watches the scene unfold, they say it makes sense, when things began the world was based on alchemy, and when things drifted into dichotomy is what gave birth to creatures like Stravon Zarevich, just as murky dismal and had disempowered idealism to being such second-rate by things. It makes sense that Derpy Hood's creepy mark would be so hiddenly powerful, as it knows sacred geometry where Pichu's Manhattan Project is the frameworks of ancient worlds coming alive, and examples the cycles of where the Kali Yuga becomes so dark nihilistic and things so factually truly forgotten, the song of many truths begin to dance forwards all on their own. As the Hindu sage unsheathes a scimitar, as the warm caring idealism puddles them through the fires of conflicts, and like others they have a manly knowing chuckle as they say it, so appears that Ken and the mouse folk has both a Tomy of Strahd just as the sun sword. Sam from Lord of the Rings lumbers through the door as they say, but they got the symbol of Ravenquine too, they had informed the start as real as uplifting their peers had brought so many changes. As something on the wall of Elminster the mage burns like a phoenix as there is flash visions of the end of the film Holy Mountain 1973, the figure who is the leader of the group sitting at stone table looks very angry. As a Monty Python scene of a TV is lowered down on ropes and a hand comes out turning on the television, San Van and the psychologist shuffles some papers and says, minus any inflated self-concept, what is Pichu doing? If they find the answer to whatever good and conflict the answer is, they are pushed forwards towards making more incoherent Pichu sights and little more. Do they have any realist capacity to uplift others? I guess whatever the limited 2-second glance might offer as a person moves by towards other things, if you call some deeply autistic derangement of posting tons of text-to-speech ranting incoherent stream of consciousness sites in a small handful of Discord servers and you're the man now dog to be some explosive byproduct of some Manhattan Project, sure I guess. But more new by crappy art than some sort of revelation that very deeply unlikely a person would read or listen to such things to begin with anyway. As the AI robot glares in horror, Strawberry Shortcake asks, did Pichu find what they are seeking? As the AI robot stammers, saying, I don't know yet. If you pull on Derpy Hood's yellow tail, it causes them to unleash some sort of psychedelic breath weapon. As Xavier Renegade Angel falls over into a sofa chair, jaw dropped, their mind is nuked, and pure mind fuck, a sock puppet with goggly eyes pops out from behind the chair and exclaims, the answer is Albert Ellis of accepting imperfection. As Winnie the Pooh says with a warm chuckle, maybe put Ponyville into the 100-acre wood and things will be alright then. As Piglet giggles and says, boom, and playful sarcasm.